Sean, good to speak with you. It was announced this week that Northern Dynasty is taking some steps to raise some finances, roughly $15 million U.S., $20 million Canadian, I think. Explain what's happening here. It's a little hard to decipher.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. We have we did a previous financing, I think, in December of last year, essentially to provide operating funds for the company as we move forward with the Pebble project in Alaska. So the financing we did now, as you said, $15 million U.S. or roughly $20 million Canadian, is in the same order, simply to provide operating funds as we continue to move forward with the project.
What's this other company that Northern is acquiring, basically for their cash assets here?
So Cannon Point Resources was another mineral exploration development company, a company that I believe didn't currently have a mineral property. I think the management and board of that company believed that an investment in Northern Dynasty and then the Pebble Project was in the best interest of their shareholders. So the transaction that occurred was essentially a plan of arrangement whereby the cash that they had on hand would go into Northern Dynasty's coffers, and then in exchange, shareholders in Cannon Point Resources would receive shares in Northern Dynasty.
Right now, what does Northern Dynasty need to pay for towards the Pebble project? It sounds like the work site is quiet again this summer. Is that the case? And if so, what's being spent on?
Yeah, it is relatively quiet. We have some, certainly the site is under care and maintenance, and we have a small staff in Iliamna that's charged with that. We do some modest amount of ongoing environmental work just to keep some of the data streams consistent and up to date. But really the focus, I think the focus of our activities right now is to address the EPA's preemptive regulatory action under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to ensure that the Pebble Project can in the future initiate the federal and state permitting unencumbered by any extraordinary development restrictions. So we have a fair bit of work underway. Certainly litigation is underway. There's a couple of different investigations of EPA's actions with respect to Pebble. The other thing we're very focused on is qualifying and securing a new major funding partner for the project. And I think in both of those areas, both addressing the EPA risk as well as seeking a new funding partner, we continue to make gains towards those objectives, and would hope we'll have more to announce later this year.
No companies that you can mention yet that are interested in being a partner with Northern?
We can't. There is a formal due diligence process whereby confidentiality agreements are signed, and that would restrict us from really talking about any parties who may be looking into the Pebble Project in Northern Dynasty.
Now, we know that there's a federal lawsuit underway, and as far as I know, there's no updates yet in that case. But you mentioned investigations. One of those, I believe, has been undertaken by former Secretary of Defense William Cohen. Any updates on that independent investigation from his group?
Only that I think we expect that investigation to conclude and Secretary Cohen to report out in the latter part of this year. So I believe this fall we would expect that report to be made public.
Okay. Sean, final question for you today. Pebble Mine is certainly a contentious issue, and it's not popular here, but I want to know, when you see incidents like happened in Colorado recently or Mount Polley a year ago, does that give Northern Dynasty or its potential investors pause for concern about advancing Pebble where it's located here in the Bristol Bay watershed?
Well, certainly, given the location of the Pebble Project in southwest Alaska and the significance of the fisheries resources there, we have long said this is a project that has to have the very highest environmental standards enforced. We fully expect that. You know, we certainly believe that in the modern world that mines can be engineered to ensure that they're safe and stable and reliable. We wholly expect to apply those standards to our work at Pebble, and that work should be heavily scrutinized by not just the federal and state regulatory agencies involved in permitting, but the people of Bristol Bay and Alaska. So we do have confidence that a project can be developed that will protect those resources, that will, you know, create meaningful benefits for the people of the region and the state. But it's really the permitting process under NEPA that will ultimately be the point in time at which the plans that we put forward are measured and decisions can be taken as to whether they provide sufficient safeguards for the important resources, in particular the fishery resources of Bristol Bay.
Sean McGee with Northern Dynasty Minerals. Sean, thanks for the update, as always.
Always good to talk to you, Dave. Thanks.